Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and we have Donna on the phone this morning. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Hi, Donna. We got your nomination for Joanna, or Joey, as you call her, correct?
Yes.
And tell us how you know Joey.
Joey is my cousin's fiance.
Okay. Right. Okay, so here's what we're going to do is we're going to get Joey on the phone.
And then we'll have you read your letter. Would that be all right?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. Now, she doesn't know, right? She doesn't know we're going to call?
No, she thinks she thinks that she's won some diapers.
Okay. That's great. I love that.
Perfect.
All right. Okay, so hang on here. Let's get her on the line.
This is always the fun part, the dialing.
Okay, Donna, be quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Joey?
Yes, this is Joey.
Hi, Joey. It's Jagger and Christy calling from Magic. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Surprise.
We have someone you know on the line, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Joey. I'll get you some diapers still, I swear.
Okay, so hang on a second. So the reason we're calling you, Joey, is we do a thing called Christmas Wish, and Donna wrote a really nice letter and nominated you for a Christmas Wish. Would it be okay if she read that?
Yes.
All right, Donna, go ahead.
I want to nominate my cousin's fiance, Joanna Joey Castro. I've only known her a short time, and I'm not sure I've ever met anyone as strong and resilient as she. To say she's been through an emotional roller coaster this year, I feel is an understatement, and I would love for her to have some peace of mind this holiday season. Joey is a single mom, working overnights at a local casino as a manager, as well as a part-time student working on becoming a physical therapist. 2 years ago, she met my cousin Jason through another family member. They've shared many adventures in hiking, camping, and surfing, and we can all see that she's made him a happier and better man. This past January, Joey discovered she was expecting a baby in September, and our family was overjoyed, and even more so as there was talk of future wedding plans. But sadly, 2 months later, she would miscarry. In July, Jason had a chiropractic appointment where the doctor found a lump behind his neck. Tests were done and revealed he has cancer. Doctors were optimistic that it was detected early enough that he would only need medication, but further testing would conclude that he has stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And the chemotherapy appointment soon followed, and the wedding plans have been placed on hold. Happier news came in this September when Joey found out she will again be expecting a baby due to arrive in May. This pregnancy has been a difficult one, working overnights and going to school in the day while feeling the sickness symptoms of early pregnancy. Plus, there's the financial stresses of Jason missing work. Still through it all, she's been by his side at every chemo treatment, gone to class, and spent time with family. Putting their wedding on hold is one thing, but a baby coming has left them wondering how to get everything needed. They're both overwhelmed. Joey doesn't get the needed rest she desperately needs, and Jason is in pain a lot of the time. They wear smiles and brave faces for family and friends, but their spirits low. I'd like for them to have a little bit of weight lifted off their shoulders this season.
Wow, that is a lot, Joey.
Oh, thank you, Donna.
So, Joey, how you feeling?
Right now, I don't know. I'm kind of overwhelmed. I didn't expect this.
I know you didn't. And how's Jason doing right now? Is he doing chemotherapy now, or is he out of the hospital?
No, he's at home right now.
Okay.
He's having a good day today.
That's good. Well, we want to grant your Christmas wish.
Thank you.
Do you guys have a Christmas tree yet?
No, we haven't gotten one yet.
Okay, well, we're going to take care of that for you because our friends at Armstrong Garden Centers want to give you a gift card so you and Jason can go pick out a Christmas tree that you like and put in your house, okay?
He's feeling good.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Oh, my God.
Well, we want to make sure you have a nice Christmas dinner.
I see you guys all the time.
Wait, there's
here
more.
We are, granting
there's
your
more.
Christmas wish.
And there's more.
So we want to make sure you have a nice Christmas dinner, and our friends at Barron's Market want to give you a $100 gift card so you can get all the fixings for a beautiful Christmas dinner.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so listen, how are you feeling with the baby? How far along are you?
I'm 4 months. I'm starting to feel better. I had a lot of morning sickness, and I don't get enough rest, you know, so I'm always tired.
Yeah.
I'm coming along okay. I'm getting help, you know, at the doctors, and at work they always tell me if I need to leave, I can leave. And
oh, that's nice.
If I need a couple of days off here and there, they'll help me out. So.
Well, our Christmas angel, Donna, told us that you could probably use a little help with some baby stuff.
Now, have you gotten anything for the baby yet?
No, we haven't. We're going to find out what we're having in a few days, so we haven't gone shopping for anything. So,
well, maybe like a crib or like a, you know, stroller. You need all that stuff.
Yeah, I know. No, we don't have anything.
All that stuff.
There's a lot to go with a little kid.
Put the baby to sleep somewhere. We thought it would be kind of cool if we gave you a Target gift card for $500 so you can go shop for stuff for the baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Person. Wouldn't it give us a $500 gift card to Target for baby stuff? Yeah.
That's Jason.
Is that
huh?
Jason in the background?
Yeah, Jason's here.
All right, so that should take care of a lot of stuff. You get baby formula and the cribs and the diapers and all that.
That's what they just said.
And then we also heard there was something about you guys, you and Jason wanted to take a trip to Oregon. What's going on there?
Oh, his mom and his dad live in Oregon, and, you know, they retired, and and she doesn't get to see Jason very much, so we wanted to kind of go up there and visit for the Christmas time.
And I'm sure she's pretty worried about him, huh?
Yeah, she is. She's been going through a tough time. I mean, I can only imagine. He's almost 40, but, you know, he's still her baby.
Yeah, well, we thought it'd be really nice if you guys got to get up to Oregon. So we wanted to give you guys $500 so you could make your way up to Oregon.
I can't even deal with this right now.
Yes, yes. You and Jason, you go see mom up in Oregon, okay?
They want to give us $500 to go to Oregon.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can. We can, and we're gonna.
Yeah, that's Jagger and Christy.
It's important you guys go up to Oregon, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And then the other thing around the holidays we find is when you have a lot of bills and stuff.
Is Jason working right now, or is it just you bringing in the money?
Just you?
He's on disability.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
It's a lot of pressure on you, huh?
Yeah, it's okay.
So how about we do this? So let's see. We got you the Christmas tree. We got you Christmas dinner. We're going to take care of you with the baby stuff. And then we got $500 cash to help you guys get up to Oregon. And then to make that even easier on you, how about we do this? We take care of your rent for the month of December.
They're going to pay for the rent for December. Sorry.
It's okay. We're crying too.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. I thought it was only going to be diapers.
I know. Well, we like to do things a little bigger than that.
We like to go a little bigger than diapers sometimes.
And, you know, we know this has to be stressful for you, and I hope this just relieves a little bit of the burden over the holidays where you can settle in and get some rest, relax a little bit, let your baby grow, and enjoy time with Jason's parents.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
It's been hard, but I figured like these kind of things are for people going through even a harder time. I'm really grateful and thankful for you guys.
Well, you're
and
very
Donna,
welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Wow, you guys are awesome. Like, I didn't expect all of that.
Thank you guys so much. Jason, you want to say something?
Hello?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jason, how are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
We really appreciate you guys coming through, and I just don't know what to say, man.
You don't have to say anything. You guys are going to be just fine. The only thing I need you to say is on the count of three, could we all get a Merry Christmas? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.